BBC News with Julie Candler. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says a Syrian plane forced by Turkish jets to land in Ankara on Wednesday was carrying defense equipment and munitions destined for the Syrian military. Turkey intercepted the plane because it suspected an arms embargo was being breached. Syria has accused Mr. Erdogan of lying and described his government's action as piracy. The plane's flight engineer Haytham Kasa said the Turkish authorities inspected boxes labeled as electronic equipment.
After waiting for an hour, they then came and said they wanted to take some boxes. We had no problems with that, but we needed a receipt from them. They said, we'll take them now and we'll bring you the receipt later, but we refused to hand over anything without getting an official receipt. After another hour, they came back with armed soldiers, about 10 of them. They raised their guns, put us in handcuffs, and made us lie on the ground before they took us back to the plane in two vehicles.
The Ministry of Defence in Britain says seven Royal Marines have been arrested on suspicion of murder in connection with an incident last year in Afghanistan. Caroline Wyatt has more details.
This is the first time that British servicemen have been arrested on suspicion of murder in relation to their deployment in Helmand. The arrests relate to an incident in Afghanistan in 2011 when 3 Commando Brigade was based in Helmand. The MOD said the incident followed an engagement with an insurgent and that there were no civilians involved. The investigation is being taken forward and dealt with by the service justice system, and the MOD says the arrests demonstrate that the department and the armed forces are determined to ensure that UK personnel act in accordance with their rules of engagement.
The head of the Lebanese Shia movement Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, has said it was responsible for sending an unmanned spy plane into Israel last week. John Lyne reports from Cairo.
The flight over Israel of an unmanned drone was a rare breach of Israeli airspace. It was shot down by Israeli forces, and earlier on Thursday, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, blamed the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Now the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, has also said his group was responsible. In a television broadcast, he said that Hezbollah was revealing just a small part of its capabilities and would keep more hidden. He warned that Hezbollah could now reach any place it wanted inside Israel.
The United States Treasury has designated a violent gang established by immigrants from El Salvador in the Los Angeles area as a transnational criminal organization. The move allows the authorities to seize property and money from the MS-13 gang and makes it illegal for American citizens and banks to do business with them. The group makes millions of dollars from drugs and human trafficking. MS-13 has thousands of members across the United States, in El Salvador, and in other Central American countries. World News from the BBC. A US government agency has warned that American and other NATO forces in Afghanistan have been exposed to greater risk of Taliban attacks because of alleged fraud. US investigators say they've found evidence of significant fraud by Afghan contractors who'd been paid to seal more than 100 drainage channels, often used to hide explosives under roads. A criminal investigation is underway. British fishermen have asked for the protection of the Royal Navy after a confrontation with their French counterparts above lucrative shellfish beds. The French are angry that the British are exempt from French restrictions designed to replenish stocks of coquille Saint-Jacques, a type of scallop at this time of year. A 14-year-old schoolgirl, Malala Yousafzai, who was shot in the head by the Taliban on Tuesday, has been transferred to a military hospital in Rawalpindi. Doctors say her condition has improved, but she's not yet out of danger. Colonel Junaid Khan, a military doctor, said the new facility would help her recovery.
We are also satisfied very much during the post-operative phase also. But since our colleagues who are critical care specialists suggested that if we shift this patient to critical care unit in a pediatric unit, which is there very well equipped at Armed Forces Institute of Cardiology, that may help her much further.
Malala is from Swat in northwest Pakistan and became well known because she campaigned for girls' education. The attack has shocked the country. The Chinese writer Mo Yan has won the Nobel Prize for Literature, the first time a writer working in mainland China has been honoured by the Swedish Academy. Many of his works explore the hardship and brutality of the tumultuous 20th century in China. Mo Yang said he was delighted to have won the prize. BBC News.